So should Cuomo step down?
Of course he should.
Yeah, he's got to.
So he has to resign.
Yeah.
There's no question he has to resign. But he's so arrogant that he's not going to. He's the liberal Trump. You know, remember, we have that friend who worked for Cuomo for years. He was the president of the MTA. And he would tell us these horrendous stories about Cuomo and how he would gaslight him. That whole structure there was really divided. And if Andy went against Cuomo and supported something that somebody else said that Cuomo disagreed with, he would do this. He would call a meeting and say the meeting is at 11. And Andy would show up at like 5, you know, 10:45. And Cuomo would have started the meeting at 10:30. And then shame Andy for being late in front of the whole staff.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was told the meeting was at 11, he would purposely start the meeting like 30 minutes early and be like, oh, well, Mr. Byford decided to show up. Well, now this explains why he doesn't know what's going on with blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Or he would just not show up for meetings at all. And then as the meeting is closing down, then he would show up with this entourage and they'd be like, where's everybody going? I just got here. Like the king has arrived.
Mm. And you got 11 people coming out against you. I say if there's two, then you have to resign. Now that you have 11, sorry.
Right.
And
the stories are very legitimate. I don't know if you heard the entire press conference. I didn't miss a second of it. I heard the entire thing and then his lame explanation afterwards. But, you know, the state
trooper. It was pre-recorded afterwards. That's the bad thing.
Yeah, I know. The state trooper alone, I mean, her testimony was really, it made my stomach turn. And the woman whose breast he grabbed, I mean, it was one woman after another. That's 11 women who came forward. You know, there's probably maybe 5 or 6 more who just didn't want to come forward or things got even weirder or they did have sex with him and they're embarrassed, you know? So these are 11 women that had the balls to come forward. And, you know, he addressed each and every one of them pretty much and called them out by name, like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had the balls to say something like, well, you know, there's a double standard here because there's women who are also, it's like, yeah, you got us women. We're the problem. Mm-hmm. You're right. We're the sexual predators, not men. I mean, it was just like,
I don't know. I mean, he's one of those typical New York old school guys that act that way. And you just know, three of those guys like that. And
No. There's a difference between guys who act that way and guys who are actual predators, who kiss women who don't want to be kissed, who have uncomfortable conversations with women, who touch women that don't want to be touched.
Yeah. I mean, even Biden has come out to say resign.
Resign.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, it's over. I think his brother's even going to get more shit for this.
Well, and what's the brother going to do on his news show tonight?
Yeah.
You know, just cover Simone Biles. Oh, Simone Biles is back. Oh, is that all that's going on in the news today? That's interesting.
Nah, you have to talk about it. It's the number one thing that ABC News kicked off their report with. You can't not say it.
The Post is wall-to-wall Andrew Cuomo. Their top 7 articles are all about Andrew Cuomo. Even the New York Daily News, the Times. I mean, everybody, this is the story. Of the day,
because it's local and it's big, so, and it's national. I mean, number one story, he beat COVID.
Yeah,
so that's how big the story is.
It's not just local, it's a major story. I mean, Andrew Cuomo it's New York is a huge powerhouse, you know, in the country. So if something like that happens, if our governor is not just accused, they found these women to be credible. And the fact that they were like right after it happened, they would like text their friends or send a picture or something. I mean, they had all this evidence, the paper trail alone.